This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Peter Kessler has spent the last 25 years covering the game of golf on Golf Channel with his groundbreaking Golf Talk Live program, on Sirius XM Radio with the PGA Tour Network, and now with the game's biggest podcast, The Peter Kessler Show, available at RevolutionGolf.com. It's a pleasure to welcome my friend Peter Kessler back to the Augusta Golf Show for a year-ender. Hello, Peter.
Nice to hear the greatest voice in golf.
Stop. Oh, I know what I wanted to say to you.
What?
I had Brian Hammonds on the show last week, and you guys started at Golf Channel about the same time. I asked Brian, back in the early days, tell me what were the good shows and what were the real turkeys? And he said, best show we did was this thing called Golf Talk Live, where Peter Kessler sat with people that we didn't get to hear from very often and had a great conversation with them. Brian thought that was the best thing in the early days.
He's rarely wrong.
That's perfect. We'll leave it like that.
Okay.
Jordan Spieth. His accomplishments. Biggest story in the game in 2015?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. As poor years Tiger had in every way, you know, he's a very close second. But, yes, Jordan Spieth's the man of the moment. It, you know, it was the best year since Tiger's 2000 when he won three majors and a host of other events. And Jordan, of course, winning two and coming very close in the other two. It's an incredible thing because Tiger used to do it with power and touch, and Jordan Spieth seems to do it with guile and touch. You know, he's not that long. He's about 80th in driving distance on the tour, which is not particularly exciting. And so you wonder, you know, how somebody can be so consistent, because when he wasn't winning, he finished second and third a lot. And he's just really good at hitting his drive to leave himself the best angles. He's more accurate than he's given credit for, because he frequently aims at the first and second cut in the rough to give himself the best angle if that rough isn't very long. And he finished first on the PGA Tour last year in proximity to the hole from the rough. And so he would hit a lot of shots that seemed to be short and wayward, but they were actually set up for the best strategic angle. And, of course, nobody putted better than he did from 10 to 30 feet. And 10 to 30 feet is where a professional expects his ball to be in proximity to the hole. So they all have a lot of 10 to 30 footers, and if you're number one in that, and you're number one in proximity to the hole from the rough, and you're number one in number of putts per round, you're going to play some pretty good golf. And he did that all year long, and I think the reason that people wonder if it can continue is because of the absence of power, because we're used to, you know, going back even to Bobby Jones's time, he was the longest, straightest hitter. I was actually reading some excerpts from his book Down the Fairway, his autobiography that he wrote at the age of 24 before he won the Grand Slam. And he talked on a number of occasions about, in particular at Scioto in Columbus in 1926, he talked about how the last hole was 480 yards and he hit his drive 300 yards, and he talked about how Ted Ray in 1919 at the U.S., excuse me, at 1920 in the U.S. Open, who we played with a couple of rounds, was hitting drives onto a 325-yard hole and made a par four and made four threes where he and Harry Vardon were laying up and hitting pitches. So, you know, Jones won it with power and with touch, and Nicklaus did that too, and Tiger did that too, and Arnold did that too, and so to just have one of the two tools is very unusual to be able to play the kind of golf that Spieth played, and he played it all year long, and there's no reason to think that he can't continue to do it. And I just hope that he isn't doing anything to stress his swing or to change it by seeking 10 or 15 extra yards, where lots of guys from Tom Kite to Luke Donald got in trouble with their games because they were looking for extra distance to have power and touch as opposed to just touch. So, you know, it was an incredible season, you know, to win the Tour Championship, to win the FedEx Cup, to win two major championships. And the most interesting comment he made of late was to say that if he could only win one tournament next year, it would be the Masters, not the British Open, not the PGA to go with the U.S. Open and the Masters that he won this year, but to go ahead and win a second Masters title. I thought that was very telling. And in theory, that shouldn't be that good of a golf course for him because that's a power and touch course. It's not just a touch course. And, of course, he torched it last year, opening up with 64-66 to set a 36-hole record, and then he cruised into a four-shot win over the last couple of days. But I think it's fantastic. And I think he's fantastic. He's really the most cerebral showing golfer that we've seen in a long time. He says a lot of interesting things, and he has a lot of interesting things to continue to say, and he goes deep. It's not just surfacey stuff. It's very, very interesting. Tiger did that early in his career from 1996 to about 2001, was very giving, particularly to me on the show Golf Talk Live that you mentioned with Brian Hammonds. And this morning I was noticing, because I got a bunch of emails to say so, that they put up a lot of clips with me and Tiger, 1 and 2 minute stuff with Mark O'Meara, with Butch Harmon, with Tiger alone, you know, and it reminded me how good that show was, but more importantly, how open he was and how giving he was and how he talked about his putting stroke and how he took a lesson from Crenshaw and that he went out and shot 63 and 64 the weekend that he took the lesson from Crenshaw. So he was very giving and speaks like that, which makes him a fascinating personality. And he's a great sportsman, and he should have gotten the Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year because Serena left town after she lost at the U.S. Open, refused to play in tournaments at the year end, refused to play in the finals, and sports, it's not best athlete of the year, it's not best performance of the year, it's sportsman. That means more than how did you play. It means how did you also conduct yourself. And in my view, she walked off as a loser because she declined to play in any more events, citing fatigue. That was a nonsense.
We are talking with Peter Kessler here on the Augusta Golf Show. You mentioned Tiger. Do you expect to see him in 2016?
I think so. I mean, I've had two microdiscectomies like he had, but I had him in two different places, one of which was in the same place he's had all three, and one was at a different level. But I didn't have any complications. I didn't have, after the first 10 days when you have one of those, it really hurts a lot because basically in that microdiscectomy, they're actually just moving the nerve away from being impinged, and the only thing that they take out or put in is they'll take out a little bit of disc material that's pressing on the nerve, but in doing so, the nerve gets touched, and that nerve, that sciatic nerve, runs down both legs. Usually you just go in because it hurts in one leg, but when you're done with the surgery, it hurts in both legs, and that's only for about 10 days, and then 30 days later, you can chip and putt, and 60 days later, you can go ahead and play. But, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I'm concerned that he's had three operations on the exact same area and that he's still uncomfortable. His discomfort is lasting much longer than is typical. I mean, Nicklaus had that operation in addition to getting a hip replacement, and Jack and I talked about it, and we had the same experience, that 10 days it was terrible, and then it just gradually got better until it was a non-event. And, you know, you continue to stretch, and you continue to do things like yoga, and I'm sure Tiger knows all about that stuff. You get a thing called the spinal stretch, which you can do at home, which just gently moves your hips away from your spine and lets good fluids get in there. And, you know, and I'm sure he's got the best advice possible. I think we'll see him next year, and I'm not ready to write him off yet. I mean, even his putting, you know, when we saw him this year, which was tragic, if your back hurts and your leg hurts when you're over a putt, and it'll hurt more over a putt than it will a full shot, interestingly enough, you're standing over it for a longer period of time and you're more static. And he had a lot of trouble putting because he hurt so much. So I'm not sure that an interested and pain-free Tiger can come back and do some things that Jack was able to do in his early 40s, if he can find a golf swing, if he can get rid of his current consultant, which I feel like he may have broken up with quietly without our knowledge. But I'm not ready to write him off yet. You know, if he's going to, you know, hurt and this is going to continue, well, of course, he'll write himself off. But I don't think he's necessarily done. He may be an old 40 in his body, but if he has an interest in coming back and he has the health to come back, I don't put it past him to come back.
He is Peter Kessler, host of the Peter Kessler Show at RevolutionGolf.com. Always kind, always generous to be on the program whenever I ask. I can't thank you enough for doing that, Peter, and I hope you guys have happy holidays, and we'll get together again after the first of the year.
Well, thanks for letting me run off at the mouth.